Peyaperik Vav Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hakoyser Belayla V'Hama'amer V'Hasuma. If a person cuts grain at night, or V'Hama'amer, or he bundles at night, V'Hasuma, or a person, the Lord, was blind, Yesh Lahem Shichacha. So all these cases, where people, there is a din of Shichacha. And the Tiferes Yisrael explains that even though I would think that it's something else that causes it, like darkness that caused it, like we had in Perik Hey Mishnah Zayin, where we had the aniyim that were standing in front, or that there was hay that was blocking the view, and there was something else that was blocking the view of the owner, and that's not called shichacha. So one may think that over here, a blind person, his blindness is what blocks him from seeing it, or the nighttime for a regular person blocks it. So the answer is that here it's a little different, because here he knows from the get-go that this darkness, or a person, Lo'aleinu, who is blind, knows that he's blind, and he would more carefully feel around for it very well. And for sure, if something was left over, it wasn't because he didn't know about it. It must be because he forgot it. That he must have really felt through it and then forgot it. Or he forgot to actually look in that area. The Mishnah continues, V'imhayim eskavin litolos agas gas, ein lo shichcha. And the Tosfos Yontif brings the Rambam, that this is also going on the previous case about a suma, or where it's nighttime. If a person was meskavin specifically just to take, and we see that the owner took the gas, which is thick bundles of wheat, but he left thin bundles of wheat. Ein lo shicha, even on the thin bundles of wheat, the Rav says, he has no shicha on any. So how is he different than anybody else that forgets? Because here we see that, let's say, for example, a guy at night, we see when he goes out of his way to take thicker bundles, so there's something different about him. And what he's doing and taking and leaving is he shows a little more hakpada and kavana than the regular person. And Mistama's kavana is to get back at it. In other words, he didn't really forget it. Or somebody else will see it, one of his team members or whatever, or somebody during the daytime or a person that can see. Because of that, because this guy is showing that he's having more kavana than the regular person, he's only going after the gasas, so therefore there's no shikha by him. That's what the Tosfos Yontif explains, according to the Yerushalmi. And the Mishnah ends, If a person says, I'm going to cut on condition that what I forget, I'm going to take for myself, meaning he's saying something that he shouldn't be doing, what he says doesn't work, and it's still shechah. In other words, we know that when you cut, and then you leave over and forget, it's shechah. So this guy says, I'm only cutting it on condition that whatever I forget is not going to be shichacha. So still he has shichacha. So the Rav says, because he's masna al mashakasa b'tara, he's conditioning against what it says in the Torah, because the Torah says you have to leave over shichacha. If whoever is masna, whoever makes a condition on, goes against something that's written in the Torah, the Rav says, tanao batal. So his tanai falls away, and therefore what he cuts is shichacha. So Kivager has a big question on this. Like, even if his tnai was kaim, what does one have to do with the other? Just because his tnai here is that whatever I'm leaving over, I have a tnai that I'm gonna keep for myself. But that's and if tnai was mekayim, he still cut it. Kivager asks, you can't deny the fact that he cut it. And if he cut it, he's chayv and shichacha. Bishlam, we understand if a person tries to divorce or get married on condition that something happens and that thing doesn't happen, so it's not a good divorce or it's not a good marriage. Why? Because he has the ability to say whether a marriage is chal or not. There's two different parties. Over here, the Torah says that when you cut and then you forget, you chayv and shichacha. So he's going to say, well, I'm doing this, I'm cutting it on condition that what I forget is mine. But that doesn't mean anything. Your cutting is still a cutting, but what doesn't matter what the kavana is when you cut. You cut it, and then you forgot. So that's shichcha. How does a tanai help over here? So that's Rabbi Kivager's kasha on the Rav over here.